Right now, we have this situation in the large river where historically the lower basin has used way more water than they're entitled to.
Lower basin, you're talking about Nevada, California.
And Nevada, California, and Arizona, correct. So their overuse, combined with the climate change-inspired changes that we've seen, are really driving the reduction in the reservoirs, the big reservoirs, Lake Powell, Lake Mead, others in the system, and putting that system in serious danger of collapse. In fact, the Bureau of Reclamation, who runs those reservoirs, earlier this year, you know, spoke in alarming terms about the crisis and the imminent collapse of the system if we didn't reduce the use in the lower basin.
Collapse of the system? Can you be specific?
If you look at primarily Lake Powell, let's start there. Lake Powell, many people think of it as a recreational amenity. It was really built as a result of the Colorado River Compact, where negotiators of seven states and the federal government divided the river up into these two basins. And they said that the lower basin gets the first share of the water that's in the river, so 7.5 million acre feet every year. Then the upper basin gets 7.5 million acre feet. And then the lower basin gets another 1 million acre feet, so they get 8.5. And then Mexico is supposed to get additional water. Back in 1922, they didn't know how much Mexico would get, but shortly thereafter, we entered into a treaty. There's another 1.5 million acre feet. If you add all that up, that's 17.5 million acre feet of water. Lake Powell was built as a storage savings account. And if you picture it, it's 24 million acre feet when it's full. And the last time it was full was at the turn of the millennium. It was 1999. And many of your listeners will remember that between 2000 and 2004, we saw the beginning of what is now a 19-year drought. That reservoir dropped from 24 million acre feet to 8 million acre feet. So it drained extremely quickly. The reservoir built back up before 2012 occurred. But you'll remember 2012, 2013, also huge drop. Essentially, last year was another one of these years. And we saw the reservoir drop another 37 feet in elevation. And the interesting thing is, so that reservoir, one, it's our savings account. Two, it actually generates renewable energy through the hydropower dam located in the Glen Canyon Dam. And the money that's produced out of that dam is used to pay for the upkeep of those reservoirs and the improvement of our irrigation projects on the western slope of Colorado. And so there's a certain level in that reservoir that we know if we go below, we won't be able to produce power.
Right. So what is that limit of water that's necessary to keep the turbines running?
It's a mean elevation above sea level, and it's roughly 3,525 feet in elevation. The reservoir was 80 feet above that level at the end of the drought that occurred last year. So if it were to have two more years like last year in a row, we would actually know that we're most likely unable to continue to produce power out of the Glen Canyon Dam.
That power serves how big of an area?
That power serves everywhere from San Diego to Denver. If you think about a hot summer day in the city of Las Vegas or San Diego or maybe L.A., Phoenix, Arizona, that's another city that and you see all those people turning on their air conditioners. Mm-hmm. That power has to come from somewhere, and it has to be readily accessible. They have to crank up the grid in the western United States when that happens. Okay. That dam is oftentimes used to create that peak energy provided.
Okay, so the collapse of the system means not enough water in Powell, which not only affects the amount of water, but affects power generation for a lot of the southwestern United States.
Right. It means the fear of having no power.
Okay.
Now, we can actually model the effect of climate change, the effect of continued drought, the effect of continued overuse on the river. And we can predict a time reasonably possible in the next 20 years where those reservoirs, Lake Powell and down below at Lake Mead, will not only drop below their power production levels, but will drop below a level where we can actually provide water down below that into the river. And if we can't meet our obligation under that compact to have that water being delivered down below the Glen Canyon Dam, we'll get a call on the river. And this is a weird concept, but
right, the lower basin states will go, hey, Colorado, we need some water. We're calling you.
Exactly. They, you know, they get out their ukulele horn and yell upstream. So then we as a state and the other states have to figure out under the law how to reduce our use. And at that point, any water right that's been created after 1922 in our state is subject to being turned off by our state engineer.
That's and almost all the towns.
If you look at the Front Range, for instance, the city of Denver gets 60% of its water from the Colorado River. The city of Colorado Springs gets 70% of its water from the Colorado River. Those rights are almost entirely post-compact water rights. So if our state were to suffer a compact call, there is a possibility that those major metropolitan areas would lose 60 to 70% of their water.